Maitreya Uvacha. Iti Deva Shina Proktam. Sorry. Okay, I'll just read 70. Would help if I looked at the board. Maitreya Uvacha iti devarshina proktam vishrutya jagati patehi raja lakshmim anadritya putram evan vachintayat. The great Maitreya continued. Want to close that door? Thanks. The great Maitreya continued, the king, Uttanapad, after being advised by Narada Muni, practically gave up all duties in relation with his kingdom, which was very vast and wide, opulent like the goddess of fortune, and he simply began to think of his son, Dhruva. Today's text, number 71. Tatra bishiktat prayatas.
Tatra bishiktat prayatas.
Tamuposha
vibhavarim.
Tamuposha vibhavarim. Samahita paryacharat. Samahita paryacharat. Rishyadeshena purusham. Rishyadeshena purusham. Tatra bishittat prayatas. Tamuposha vibhavarim. Samahitak paryacharad. Rishyadeshena purusham. It'll keep away the flies, sure. Otherwise, I don't like fans. But if it, and don't dare fan me. A little less. Well, what? No, not the pile driver. There was a. That's okay. This is, as Prabhupada would say, this sound we like. No one else? Okay. Word for word. Tatra. Thereupon. Abhishiktaha. After taking a bath. prayataha,
with great attention,
tam,
that,
uposha,
fasting,
vibhavarim,
night,
samahitaha,
perfect attention,
paryacharat,
worshipped,
Rishi,
by the great sage Narada.
Adeshina,
as advised.
Purusham,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. So who's speaking? Maitreya. Elsewhere, so the king is just thinking of his son. Meanwhile, Dhruva is out in the forest thinking of Krishna by the grace of Narada Muni. Translation. Elsewhere, Dhruva Maharaj, having arrived at Madhuban, took his bath in the river Jamuna and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. After that, as advised by the great sage Narada, he engaged himself in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Elsewhere, Dhruva Maharaj, having arrived at Madhuban, took his bath in the river Jamuna and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. After that, as advised by the great sage Narada, he engaged himself in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The significance of this particular verse is that Dhruva Maharaj acted exactly according to the advice of his spiritual master, the great sage Narada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also advises that if we want to be successful in our attempt to go back to Godhead, we must very seriously act according to the instruction of the spiritual master. That is the way of perfection. There need be no anxiety over attaining perfection, because if one follows the instruction given by the spiritual master, he is sure to attain perfection. Our only concern should be how to execute the order of the spiritual master. A spiritual master is expert in giving special instructions to each of his disciples. And if the disciple executes the order of the spiritual master, that is the way of his perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnanatimanandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vamcha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada in his purport chose to focus on this phrase, Rishyadeshena, Rishyadeshena, in the last line. It's the last line, but Srila Prabhupada says, the significance of this particular verse is that Dhruva Maharaj acted exactly according to the advice of his spiritual master, the great sage Narada. And then Srila Prabhupada cites Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada does this many times in both his spoken and his written word. He talks about how, well, there was a famous time, famous for those students of Prabhupada's recordings. Can everybody hear me? I can't hear myself. Is that right? Okay.
You want to close the window?
But most people... You can't hear? He can hear, you can't. But because of that. Okay, they can't hear because... Dum, dum. Okay, close the windows. And you can turn those fans on if you want. But not this fan. So, famous recording to the aficionados of Srila Prabhupada recordings. 1968, on the occasion of the Tirobhav of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada gave a very moving tribute to his spiritual master. And he said, 1936, around December 9th or 10th, I was doing business in Bombay, and I was thinking, I'm not doing anything for Guru Maharaj. So I wrote him a letter, and he said, Guru Maharaj was little indisposed. That's the understatement of the century. He was 2 weeks away from, 3 weeks away from passing away. He was in, Saraswati Thakur was in Jagannath Puri. And so Srila Prabhupada said, so I wrote Guru Maharaj. Now I'm paraphrasing, but the gist is, so your disciples are serving you so nicely and I can't be with you, so how can I serve you? So Prabhupada very charmingly says, so my Guru Maharaj wrote me, my dear such and such. He didn't say his name. My dear such and such, Prabhupada didn't say. So I think you should push on this movement in English. Same thing that Saraswati Thakur said on their first meeting at Altadanga in Calcutta. You are nice educated young men, he said to Abhay Babu and Narendranath Mulak, his friend. Why don't you preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English all over the world. How's that for an introduction? So when Saraswati Thakur answered Prabhupada in the letter, same thing. Same thing. I think you should push on this movement in English. And then Srila Prabhupada says, and he said in the class, Los Angeles, 1968, December, he said, I was thinking, Guru Maharaj has given me this order. But then Prabhupada said, I didn't think I'd really have to do it. And then he said, this is in his humility, he said, but then I was reading a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he would say this a lot. And it says in this, the Thakur said in his Gita commentary to chapter 2, text 41, Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana buhu shakaya nantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. So Prabhupada said that, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that you have to take the order of the spiritual master as your life and soul. And so when Srila Prabhupada wrote his own commentary to the Bhagavad Gita, he also brings up the Thakur. This is chapter 2, text 41. There's one paragraph where Prabhupada incorporates this defining moment in his life, where that commentary by the Thakur went deep into his heart and it reminded him of what he had to do. So in his purport, his own purport, his own tika to that verse, Prabhupada writes, service in Krishna consciousness is best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as, he didn't say life and soul, as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi dhyayam stuvam tasya yashastri sandhyam vande guru sri charanaravindam vande guru sri charanaravindam. And then Prabhupada translates it, quote, by satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy three times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. So, that's what Prabhupada focused on in the purport. But then he also dropped a cup. He said one line here. Well, there's one line in this, in that tika, and then there's one line in this that kind of echo each other. So the lines are this. This is taking it up to another level. A spiritual master is expert in giving special instructions to each of his disciples. And if the disciple executes the order of the spiritual master, that is the way of his perfection. It gets very specific now. A spiritual master is expert in giving special instructions to each of his disciples. Now, that resonates with this line. Service in Krishna consciousness is best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Here's the phrase. Who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. It gets very, very specific and personal. Now the question may be raised. Who wants to raise the question? But Aunt Papa never told me anything. But my Guru Maharaj never told me. What do I do? Right? Anybody can say that. So many people. Even Srila Prabhupada, he got a specific instruction from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How did Srila Prabhupada come to start writing the Srimad Bhagavatam? Anybody know that part of the Leela? Who told Prabhupada that he should write books? Should I speak where? Yeah, okay. I don't know if it happened in the tea stalls, but... Yes, he heard it once. He heard it from an Indian Air Force officer, and he heard it from a librarian. You know, this is nice, this Back to Godhead magazine, but, you know, they come and go, magazines. Books are substantial. Books people put in their houses. They keep them on their shelf. They show them off to their friends. And they might even read them. So Prabhupada, he took it seriously. He took it that, yes, this is good. Saraswati Thakur did not tell him that personally, but he took it that Srila Saraswati Thakur was telling him that through these people. There are many, 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 many of us who were directly initiated by Srila Prabhupada who never had a specific instruction from Srila Prabhupada. But how do we get instructions from Srila Prabhupada? Can anyone say from their own experience? Yes, that's a big one. Through his disciples. Yes. Yes, Jamashtami.
Some devotees, Prabhupada comes to them and there's sometimes mystical or almost magical experiences that they can't ignore.
Dreams. Now dreams are tricky, so they have to be confirmed by Guru Sadhu Shastra, I can dream any damn thing, right? But it better be confirmed by this, the Guru, the Sadhu, the Shastra, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Say it again. Specific instructions? We're talking. Okay, but we're talking about a specific instruction that's going to perhaps change the course of my life. That could work like that. Said Chaitanya Charan Prabhu said that just by Prabhupada's example, what he spoke, what he did, is instruction. It's Prabhupada's sandesh. Yeah. But something about more specifically. Ramaniya Manaji.
Janaribas Prabhu told me when I asked him the question, he said, when you read Prabhupada's books and something strikes you that it's something that you take really personal, then you can follow that as personal instruction.
Very good. When we're reading Srila Prabhupada's books, which Prabhupada called his ecstasies, when I was speaking at the, that Prabhupada can speak to you, but what actually speaks to you? When I spoke at the Samadhi on Prabhupada's Tirubhav, I was trying to make that point that what Prabhupada had a chance to display in those 12 years when he was walking among us in the West and all around the world, it was just a fraction of Srila Prabhupada. He put everything into his vani, into his intimate ecstatic vibration. He didn't have a chance to display, manifest everything. And he even said to different people, 50% of my mission is not finished. What is that? That you haven't finished the Bhagavatam? No, that I haven't shown you how to live in Varnashram. So, yeah, that's very good when we're reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Srila Prabhupada, great souls, nitya siddhas, they're not limited by time and space. They can speak to us in many surprising and intimate ways, but we have to be listening. We have to be looking for it, or else we'll miss it. Any other realizations of how we can get specific instructions from our founder Acharya and our Diksha and Shiksha gurus, even if they're not speaking to us face to face? Here you go.
Ramaniya Mataji made the point in Prabhupada by his own example when he was, as brought up in the purport, he read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on 241. But also when Prabhupada, the day after he took sannyas, practically the day after, he moved into the Radhadamodar temple to get the association of Srila Rupa Goswami. And Ranini Swami makes a point in his Samadhis in Vrindavan book that in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, the spiritual master or the acharyas, the previous acharyas, are very much present in their samadhis. And so Rupa Goswami, he came to Prabhupada in a vision that was corroborated by one of his servants, secretary servants. And Rupa Goswami came to him and told him, you go to the West and preach. Don't worry about anything. I'll be right there with you. And it was a phenomenal experience for Prabhupada. So his example was to, by his example, he went to this very holy place, which he considered to be the what did he call it? The center of the spiritual world, Paradamadhar. And he considers this his eternal home, his eternal residence is there at Paradamadhar. So the significance of the previous acharya's samadhi, and for us, you know, are the most substantial acharyas, Srila Prabhupada. So if we frequent his samadhi, either in Vrindavan or here, there's good likelihood that we'll get some meaningful direction in our lives.
Thank you. Also, I can tell you from practical experience, and so can many of you tell me, when you visit places that Prabhupada went and had his Leela, just like I serve half the year in Nunavdweep, Prabhupada called Honolulu, Hawaii, Nunavdweep. So Prabhupada spent a lot of time there translating the books. And when I'm there, I live in Prabhupada's old dressing room, right off his main room. And it's kind of a tight fit, but I live there. And then I open the door, and then there I am in Prabhupada's rooms. And I have him in three poses. I have him in dictating pose in the early morning, and then he goes to japa pose for most of the day. And then in the evening I have him reading the books that he translated. And Srila Prabhupada's presence is so palpable, it's so tangible, it's so manifest that even when guests come to that temple and they walk in that room, they are stunned. They feel Prabhupada's presence. It's so overwhelming. So also we hear stories, you know, people getting dictation from Prabhupada. One amazing story was in New Vrindavan. When New Vrindavan was having a lot of difficulty, and but still they were doing tours. The West Virginia tour department had the Palace of Gold still on their bus route. And so after one tour, all of a sudden the devotees noticed in the temple room that Srila Prabhupada's shoes were missing. Somebody had taken Srila Prabhupada's shoes. Maybe you've heard this story. And they were there, they just went missing for years. Someone took, and these were actual shoes that Prabhupada had used. And then Father Time, Krishna says, Time I am. Father Time took care of business, right? Dharmama Prabhu. And ISKCON was again readmitted into the Sangha of the Vaishnavas. And then there was, the tours were still going on. And then one day, a little old lady showed up. Actually, it was just one shoe, wasn't it? I think it was just one shoe that was taken, yeah. And this little lady showed up with the missing shoe. And she went to the authorities and she said, I don't know how this happened, but your master spoke to me 10 years ago and told me to take his shoe. So I took his shoe. And then he just came to me again in a dream and said, okay, you can bring the shoe back. So she brought it back. So the Nityasiddhas, the Mukta Purushas, the Shaktivesh avatars, they're not limited by time and space, and who they can speak to, they can do what they want. So none of us can say that we're without Prabhupada's association, right? Because he speaks to us through devotees, through the events in our life, to the holy places. We just have to be listening. That's the whole thing. We really have to be listening, and we have to be looking for it, or else we'll miss it. Okay. That's all I have to say today, because I have to run soon. But Pita Prabhu, question, comment.
I'd like to comment.
You got it?
When we were in Vrindavan, I was with the last, towards the last part of Srila Prabhupada's time with us. We asked Prabhupada that question. We asked him, we said, Srila Prabhupada, we were all crying, and Prabhupada asked us why we were crying, and we said, we're crying because you're going to leave. And then Prabhupada said to us, he said, old men die. Yeah, that is nothing bad when old man dies. That's natural. And he says, young man dies, that's some mistake. And then he said, I will live forever within my books.
Nice.
And then he said, and so then we just, you know, we were still, but then one devotee said, but Srila Prabhupada, we won't know how to communicate with you. So then Prabhupada said, I will communicate to you through the heart as Chaitanya Guru. And then he said, and I will come to you in dreams.
Thank you.
So that's Chaitanya Guru. I think sometimes you can see Chaitanya Guru, the devotees will come up and say something to you, and you know Prabhupada's telling you this. Not that devotee's telling you, but you know Prabhupada has made that devotee come up and tell that to you. That's Chaitanya Guru. Because you had some confusion, something troubled you very badly. And then some devotee will come up to you and answer the question you didn't even ask them. And you know that's Prabhupada's Chaitanya Guru. You know Prabhupada's with you. Then I've had times when I've been very confused and almost completely lost what I thought I had, whatever Krishna consciousness I had. And I don't know exactly how it happened, I don't remember exactly, but I received like Prabhupada telling me. I don't know how it happened, I just know that it was very strong in my life, and at that point I started to go up again. And Prabhupada just let me know that he'd never left, and he always was with me. And he always is with me. So I never feel like Prabhupada's not with me. And I think that you all can think like that. If you think like that, Prabhupada will be with you. You know, if you think that, Prabhupada's with you anyway, whether you realize it or not. He's there. Jai Hare Krishna.
Jai. Yetamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham mamavartmanu vartante manusha partha sarvasha. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. Those very ecstasies that Prabhupada wrote, they will be opaque if we don't follow the instructions. But as soon, as Pita Prabhu suggests, as soon as we come to him again in that pariprasnena sevaya, in the submissive mood of submissive inquiry and seva, service, then every word jumps right back. It's dynamic. It's not just pen and paper. It's Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, the whole disciplic succession, and our Diksha and our Shiksha Gurus. They speak to us if we're in the right mood. Ball's in our court. Okay, any other questions or comments before I run? Oh, Mataji. Wait a minute, let's get a microphone. Mike?
I'm just feeling compelled to share my personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada.
Please.
With everyone. In the early 70s, I was in the Boston Temple, and Satsrupa, who was a grihastha at the time, was my temple president. And one day I was on book distribution and distributing Krishna books at Northeastern University. And a young man took the book, and he just immediately fell in love with Krishna book. And it turned out he was a communications major at the university and had an hour long radio show once a week, and decided it would be nice if we did dramatic readings from the Krishna book on this radio show, which had a huge audience. And so Satsrupa would write a script each week, and he played the part of Krishna. I was Mother Jasoda, and Sahotra was whatever demon was in the story of the week. And then this young man would make a background tape with all the appropriate noises and sounds that would come in the story. So tapes were made of these shows, and sometime later, Srila Prabhupada was in New York, and Satsrupa took these tapes down for Prabhupada to listen to. And he was listening to the story of Krishna subduing the Kaliya serpent. And when Mother Jasoda sees her baby enveloped in the coils of this terrifying, horrible, demoniac serpent, she just screams, Hare Krishna. And so I'm screaming Krishna. And Prabhupada said to Satsrupa, stop the tape. He said, who is that? And Satsrupa said, that's Sumati Dasi. And he said, you tell her to always cry for Krishna like that.
Ooh.
So I feel like that wasn't just for me. I mean, I feel Prabhupada all the time telling me to share that story because it's an instruction for every devotee.
Wow.
To cry for Krishna.
Okay.
Not only is usually we hear to cry for Krishna as a child cries for its mother. In this case, it's as the mother was crying for her child who she perceived to be in danger.
Okay. Thank you so much. We better end. I have to run. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai.